This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Passengers aboard a Virgin Atlantic flight from Barbados to London today were put into quarantine because of a mysterious illness aboard the plane. We get a report from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Staff say the quarantine measure was necessary after a number of customers had reported feeling unwell on board. Then on arrival, the passengers and crew were immediately taken to a reception centre near Gatwick Airport for medical assessment. One traveller tweeted that the passengers had all been on a cruise ship in the Caribbean and that it was believed the illness originated on the ship and not on the plane. He said the sickness appeared to involve a bad cough and possible chest infection. The airline says it's conducting a probe into the circumstances. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The former head of U.S. Central Command, retired Army General John Abizaid, was on Capitol Hill today, U.S. President Donald Trump's nominee for ambassador to Saudi Arabia. Testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Abizaid talked about complicating factors in the U.S.-Saudi relationship.
War in Yemen, the senseless killing of Jamal Khashoggi, rifts in the Gulf Alliance, alleged abuses of innocent people to include an American citizen and female activists, all present immediate challenges.
Abizaid is expected to win Senate approval. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is telling Saudi Arabia to release a group of women charged with harming the interests of the kingdom. There are reports the women have been tortured.
Today, allow me to voice my concern at the apparently arbitrary arrest and detention and alleged ill treatment or torture of several women human rights defenders in Saudi Arabia. The persecution of peaceful activists will clearly contradict the spirit of the country's proclaimed new reforms. So we urge that these women be released.
Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor reportedly is set to put the women on trial. This is VOA News. A bomb and gun attack Wednesday in eastern Afghanistan.